Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
What a weekend to celebrate. Kristen's son, Jimmy, turned 3.
He did. My baby boy's officially 3. My mama heart's just trying to embrace it as best she can. No, we had a wonderful weekend. So I had Friday off, and that was his birthday. So I had set up Thursday night a surprise for him when he came downstairs. So I had these big dinosaurs that I had blown up, these dinosaur balloons, and his presents, and his like his 3 dinosaur hat for him to wear. And so he came downstairs and got to see his dinosaurs. And then we spent the day at the aquarium, which he absolutely loves. I actually gave him choices now that he's 3.
Yeah.
He can make choices and he can have conversations. So I gave him options and he wanted to go to the aquarium.
What were the other options? Just curious.
So there's a dinosaur museum. Okay. There's the aquarium. And then
Claremont Lounge.
Yes, absolutely. And then there's a Lego place.
Okay.
And he wanted to go to the aquarium.
This is like one of his first tough decisions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. No, I mean, there was no hesitation.
No.
Man knows what he wants.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. He is
Tell him to teach me.
Yeah. There was no overthinking. So we did that, and it was insane. It was so packed. And then we came home, and Granny and Papa Bill drove all the way in from Kentucky, and we got to hang out with them. I surprised him with the news that we're taking him to Disney next week for his birthday.
Awesome.
And he was like, cool.
Does he even know what Disney is?
No clue.
No.
He watches the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. So he's very familiar with all the characters. But as far as like Disney World and the place and what it is, has absolutely no idea. So I fully recognize, I like to think I'm somewhat self-aware. This Disney trip is for me. It ain't for my husband because he don't want to go. And I mean, Jimmy will have a great time. No, he won't remember it. He doesn't really understand, like, you know, oh, we're going to Disney. Like how some parents do those surprises and the kids are like losing their minds. Yeah, that doesn't come for like another couple years. But I had a friend who took a 3-year-old because I was hesitant, and they had the best time and just his reactions to everything. So I'm really looking forward to seeing Disney through his eyes.
Is this the first time that you are going to Disney as a civilian and not a Burt's Big Adventure staff member?
No, okay. It's not. No, I mean,
those are 2 totally different trips, man.
I'm trying to brace myself, like having to make my own dinner reservations. Ew.
I can't cut the lines.
Oh, that's going to be the worst.
What? Ew. Ugh. So I've been with my niece and nephews before. Okay. I've been as a kid. So for our family, this will be the first time bar I and Jimmy obviously go. So I'm bracing myself for the vast difference experience that it will be going on Burt's Big Adventure. He got to hang out. We got to have cake with all of his neighborhood buddies. He got to celebrate with his classmates. Like, again, like you have said, and I think your ex-wife taught you this, to celebrate big.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we celebrated big. And then somebody asked me about this in a DM, and I haven't shared it yet, but I'll share it today. And this is sad, but I think it's sad, but it's sweet. So when my dad was on hospice, I bought 18 birthday cards, and I had them sign each one for Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't want to call it, it's not his ex-wife, his widow. Claudia is the best, and she makes sure to mail those cards every single year.
Mm.
So he also got his card from Pat.
Sweet.
That's awesome.
So I've had people ask me who go through this, like if there's one thing, you know, like any advice I can offer,
if you do have little ones and you have a great, like, you know, your parents passing away, their grandparent, I would highly recommend going and getting birthday cards and having them sign them. That way they can still have them every year for their birthday.
And you've read through all these cards, so you know what's coming every year, or when you open them, it's the first time you're reading it also?
No. I mean, I bought them. But obviously that was however many years ago, 6 years ago. So I don't remember like which card it is. They were all specialized, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way up to 18. So each year the card is a little bit of surprise, but I just had him sign his name. And sometimes depending on the pain meds, name really isn't that legible. I remember, I think it was either his first or second, and I'm like, Pops wrote something. I have no idea what Pops wrote, but he wrote something. It was a little hard to decipher, and I'm like, pretty sure that was the pain medication that day.
Yeah, well, since Jimmy doesn't know how to read yet, it's okay.
That's fine. Right. So, but that's, you know, that's a sweet little something that he'll have. And it was
gotta be a little bittersweet.
Very.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, like with grief, like these birthdays, we had so much fun and it's great. And you want to make sure you live for the living, right? So you want to make sure you appreciate the people you have, but it's hard to forget the people you don't.
No doubt.
So it does make those birthdays a little bittersweet, but we had a great weekend. I think if you asked him, he would be the same. He gave a lot of thumbs up. Oh, the cake. Oh. I worked really hard on that cake.
You did such a good job on that cake. I don't know how you learned to become cake boss in the last 3 weeks, but I need you to teach me your ways, because that was like a bakery quality cake.
Thank you so much. So my mom made our birthday cakes growing up, right? And I wanted to do that tradition for Jimmy. Yep. So I made his first birthday cake. I made his second birthday cupcakes, and I made him a dinosaur cake.
Aww.
3 tiers, fondant,
wow.
Little volcanoes, clouds. I had the toppers in it with the dinos and stuff like that. And I made homemade buttercream frosting. It was a funfetti cake. That thing was delicious. It looked amazing and it tasted amazing.
I think my mom threw a couple of Little Debbies on the table. I said, happy birthday, kids. That was about it.
Yeah, I don't remember too many cakes myself.
No, good think for about Jimmy. It. Yeah. Happy birthday, Jimmy.
Happy birthday, Jimmy. Thank you for letting me gush.
The Burt Show.